7 minutes past 12. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Man in Line on Max Radio. Your place to get in touch, your place to have your say on the issues of the day on the Isle of Man. Call 66 13 68, email studio at manxradio.com or text 166 177. Well, of course, we hope for the best. We fear the worst, and it happened yesterday. Yesterday, we heard the decision had been made. TT 2021 is off, and obviously, we'll be handling the fallout from that situation, the financial fallout for many people, many businesses, many entities, lots of sports clubs around the Isle of Man will be losing out on that. But of course, it's not the end of the world. It is going to happen in 2022. And no doubt the team within the motorsport department will be working on that and hoping that TT 2022 is an absolute world beater. And of course, we have to look forward to Manx Grand Prix and Classic TT next August as well. That's all set to happen as well. We haven't yet had a word on what's going to happen with the Southern 100, but no doubt as soon as they come to some sort of decision or put some tentative plans together, we'll hear from that as well. I just want to keep you up to speed with what's happening on the Man in Line between now and Christmas. We have a couple more outside broadcasts at the schools. This coming Thursday, I'll be live at Ballacameen with the students of Ballacameen High School, and a week on Thursday, the 10th, in Peel at QE2 High School. Rather poignant, really, because QE2, we actually did an outside broadcast with the Man in Line with the students of QE2 the week before COVID hit the Isle of Man. I remember chatting to them and just to see whether they actually thought it was any sort of a problem. We knew COVID was on its way across Europe. Heaven knows, we didn't know what was going to happen. So this coming Thursday, Ballacameen, a week on Thursday, QE2. And I'm hoping also to put forward in front of you all members of COMIN. The Council of Ministers will be on the Man in Line between now and Christmas. We've already had Dr. Allinson's been on the Man in Line. Tim Baker was on last Monday, the 23rd. This coming Friday, Ray Harmer will be on, Policy and Reform Minister. Next Monday, Geoffrey Boot, the Climate, Environment and Agriculture Minister. A week on Friday, Lawrence Skelly, the Business, the Enterprise Minister, will be on the air. Monday, the 14th, the Home Affairs Minister, Graham Cregeen, will be in the hot seat. Wednesday, the 16th, David Ashford, the Health and Social Care Minister, will be on, along with the Director of Public Health, Henrietta Ewart. And on Monday, 21st, it'll be the Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon. We're trying to fit in the Chief Minister between now and Christmas. Hopefully we will, but that'll be all but the Chief Minister, members of COMIN, on the Man in Line between now and Christmas. And it's also been interesting to hear the views of the students of the schools of the Isle of Man. That doesn't mean that any other social clubs are excluded. In fact, if you run a social club, any place where people get together, we're more than happy, and we want to get out more in the new year, in 2021, to talk to social clubs. Remember, I think earlier on this year, we talked to the members of the WI in Onchan. We spoke to the Men in Sheds, the Northern Men in Sheds in Ramsey as well. So if you have a group of people, the important thing is you have to be available between midday and one. There have to be some talkers there, maybe 8-12 people who can chat about life in general and the Isle of Man. So if you have a social club and you'd like the Man in Line to come to you, just simply drop me a note, maninline@manxradio.com. Tell us all about yourself. Tell us whereabouts you are on the Isle of Man. We just bring the program to you, set up the microphones, and then off you go. That's it. The Man in Line, out and about next year in 2021. Well, yesterday was a surprise. As I say, we kind of hoped for the best. We feared the worst, and then it happened.
17 months ago, this happened.
It's Dean Harrison, a third TT win. It's the biggest prize of all that he's got this time, the Dunlop Senior TT.
The big question is, when will that happen again?
The Isle of Man TT races have been cancelled for a second year in a row. be patient with us here. We are going to have a TT that will come back bigger and better than ever. However, those who are booked, I want you to be patient with the accommodation providers and the tour operators whilst they work through this.
It's a bit of a shock, you know, you guys are clean over there and that's the way it should be.
The TT is news I've had to take on and off sort of for the last 10 years with having injuries, and hearing that you're not going to get to do it again don't really get any easier.
Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly, riders John McGuinness and Ian Hutchinson. To enable TT racing to happen requires a lot of effort behind the scenes. So what's the reaction of the army of TT marshals? Let's hear from their chairman, David Dentith.
I think it's a good decision. You know, I think a lot of people had this in their heads that it was going to happen because the health and safety of the people of the Isle of Man and the people around the world is very important. I mean, if you brought people to the Isle of Man and they all mix with each other and just one person starts spreading this, we'd have a massive problem on the hands here. We wouldn't be able, the Isle of Man couldn't cope with it. At the end of the day, we're there to make it as safe an event as we possibly can by fully trained marshals. And we do that, you know. But yes, I think the Isle of Man has definitely missed out, and so are the people that are passionate about it.
You need 500 marshals in total, or over 500. Is there going to be a problem in 2 years' time that some of them might have drifted away from the sport?
Well, yes, it's over 600, but yes, you're quite right. A lot of people, but then again, if you toss the coin the other way, people might think, we haven't had the sport for 2 years. We really need to get it back again. We miss it so dearly. So we might get even more marshals coming back and more marshals want to be trained to be marshals.
How important is it that it happens in 2022?
I think it's very important. We need a bit more time to do it. I'm sure they're doing a good job because I wouldn't have a clue where to start. But if you leave it a bit longer, then obviously they've got to get it right. It's like the flu and everything else. It takes time.
Away from the TT course, businesses rely heavily on the TT influx, some more than others, like Mervyn Hill of TTShirts.com.
It's the time of the year during the summer when we generate the wages for our staff. We pay the staff right through the winter. We make the money in the summer to cover that, and obviously that hasn't happened this year.
Any thoughts of cutting down the amount of months your business is operating?
No, in fact, we are in a refurbishment programme at the minute. We're putting a new shop front in the Sefton shop to be ready for 1st of April for the promenade reopening. Obviously, we could do with the borders reopening as soon as possible, but decisions have to be right and conditions have to be right, you know.
Has the decision about 2021 threatened your business?
I would hope not. We're still going to progress and finish our refurbishment programme. Hopefully things will get better as the year goes on. Obviously the vaccine's a very important part of the equation. But we do need our borders to be closed until it's safe to let visitors in.
And what you'd want, I suppose, is a big festival next year.
Definitely.
Bigger than usual.
Yeah, definitely that would be. But we would like to see normal holidaymakers back this summer, if that was possible, and perhaps the Southern 100, if everything went fast enough as far as the vaccine and everything else, and certainly a Manx Grand Prix and a Classic TT would make a big difference to just generating a little bit of cash for next winter's wages.
But the TT exists because of the crowd that watches it, and many, of course, from the Isle of Man.
It's a shame for the island, isn't it? That's all I think. But I don't blame them. I think it's the right decision. It is such a shame because it's massive, isn't it?
I'm disappointed, yeah. I come over every year, really, to see that, but I won't be here, so
no,
I won't be shopping there.
Yeah. Well, my daughter will be really upset because she really goes to TT every year. Not so much me, but I do feel sorry for it being cancelled, yes. I just wish it would go ahead, but, you know, what can we do? Well, I understand being in the situation, and I understand that probably have to make this decision now. Because so much is involved in it that, you know, you can't leave it till the last minute. I just hope that everything's not done and over with by then and it could have gone ahead.
We're having a baby. TT week were due.
A bit of a relief.
Yeah, a bit of a relief that there's going to be no roads closed and be easier for us.
So could no chequered flag next year mean a chequered future for an extraordinary event?
A look back and a look forward as well. If you have any thoughts, anything you'd like to share, by all means, get in touch. Did you expect it? Did you not expect it? I mean, with all reality, getting marshals organised for that amount of time, getting the licences to ride, getting practice in, it was done on the 1st of December. A lot of people said earlier on this year when it was cancelled, of course, that was a lot too close to this year's event. Now, an awful lot of notice for what's happening next year, i.e. nothing. Sammy, drop me a note. Andy, any news when we can expect the vaccine on the Isle of Man? It'd be nice to get it before Christmas. I do understand the anti-vaxxers' worries. It's a small, just a small jab. It's all over. You might feel a bit poorly afterwards, but that's life. Nobody wants to stay in social exile. Without the vaccines, that will be their fate. It's for the good of us all, says Sammy. The vaccine, yeah. As soon as we know about when the vaccine's going to happen, then we'll see. Susan, TT 2022, will there be an option to pre-book and pay privately for my vaccine? I just need to go and see my family. The anti-vaxxers, I don't think, have any understanding. We need the vaccine, plain and simple. Without it, maybe you should just wear a badge. Stand by your anti-vaxxer commitment as holds. Well, we had that vote last Friday on the man in line. 90% on the man in line text and email said they would have the vaccine. Just 10% said they wouldn't. Across the weekend, there was a Twitter poll that said 75%, 25%. So 3 out of 4 would have the vaccine. Yesterday, Ian Hutchinson was on the man in line, talked about his future as well. And I guess at the back of all this, many people have a stake in the future of the TT, the riders, obviously the administrators, the marshals, the fans, the retail event, the suppliers, the trade. Everybody has a bit of a stake in this, and I suppose we're a little shell-shocked after it being announced yesterday. As I say, we hope for the best. We feared the worst. They reckon TT brought about £37 million into the Manx economy in 2019. So the impact of that two-year hiatus on tourism and hospitality struggling under the effect of COVID-19. Later on, we'll also reflect on that sad news about the island's most well-known war veteran, Hector Dove, passed away at the age of 101 yesterday. A life very well lived. Lots of text and emails in today, lots of reaction regarding TT as well. As we know, the TT's been cancelled. But why don't we get the island together and have an event at the Southern Hundred? We could have the organisers of Andrus Racing, other organisations getting together, hurrying their getting rid of their differences and making local racing in between, having the people of the island driving exotic cars, perhaps a raffle to the children for passengers of the cars as well, classic cars and motorbikes, beer tents as well. It'd be a massive hit for the Isle of Man. No problems with people coming forward to marshal. Well, that, of course, the Southern Hundred is their event. They will put it on if they want to put it on, if they can organise it, if they can get the riders, some riders, if they can get people to actually be involved in the event. And as soon as, I think everybody's willing the Southern Hundred to happen. But it is their event. They will only put it on, of course, if it is safe to do so and if they can get the organisation behind it. So we wish them well. And, of course, we don't know what's going to happen during the what would have been TT Fortnight 2021. It may be that events come together for something to actually happen. Who knows? The island may actually be open. The Western world may be open. With no TT, any financial help should only be given to hotels that return people's deposits when the COVID started, says Tony. The money is going to flow. That's the official word in from the government regarding the money for the hospitality sector. They've extended the help to the hospitality sector. It's going to go on until April next year. It was going to be till the end of March. Just some notes in, by the way. Somebody dropped me a note in to say, what's this thing about taxes and disabled passengers? Well, equality for disabled passengers who want to use taxis and private hire vehicles is actually the focus of a consultation which has been launched. The Equality Act 2017 puts an obligation on private hire vehicles to carry disabled passengers, people with disabilities, and their assistants, dogs, subject to exemptions. The proposed changes are contained in the Road Traffic Legislation Amendment Bill 2020. To give it its full title, it aims to broaden its scope to include ply-for-hire taxis and create legal powers to establish regulations around accessibility. Now, the regulations being brought forward will actually put obligations on the drivers of designated wheelchair-accessible vehicles, which could include giving assistance to wheelchair users to get in and out of a designated wheelchair-accessible vehicle, transporting a wheelchair if the passenger wishes to sit in a passenger seat, making no additional charge for carrying a wheelchair user, and also including the carriage of assistance dogs accompanying their disabled owners. Now, the Department of Infrastructure is in charge of all this, seeking the views of the public on the proposals. They want your view, in particular, if you are a person with a disability, if you're a disabled service user, and also if you're a private or ply-for-hire taxi service provider. It's the first of a series of things that are coming over the next few months concerning public transport, including open questions, really, towards the end to enable respondents to raise any issues that concern them. If you want more information, Sean Christian is the person in charge, the Department of Infrastructure in the Sea Terminal in Douglas. Sean's email is sean.christian@gov.im. The process finishes on the 15th of February, but it's important if you are apply for hire taxi operator or private taxi service operator, or indeed if you have a disability and you just want to get this right, the assistance given to wheelchair users regarding taxis and private hire vehicles. That's something that came out yesterday, was kind of lost because of the whole TT thing yesterday. Do you remember we had Ian Hutchinson on yesterday?
Well, I mean, it's the only real road race anyone aims to be a winner at, and teams want to win, and sponsors are getting more and more involved in it. I mean, some of the big sponsors that are involved in the TT now, it was in a really, really good position. And, you know, we've got to hope that they come back when it does come back and it doesn't sort of dwindle away. But to start a fresh try to get new people involved or old sponsors that were involved back involved after 2 years is going to be a big ask.
Well, the Bingley Bullet had that to say, and obviously sponsors, things were getting a lot better in TT. Obviously, the reports years and years ago of its demise, well wide of the market, was growing, it was getting bigger. There were more and more people coming to the Isle of Man, so we'll see. Lots of people talking about the hotels and who's going to get what, how much are the hotels going to get. I'll run you through that in a moment. By the way, if you want a vaccine, go ahead, but respect those who don't, says our correspondent. If you're vaccinated, you're safe, so how can those who aren't be a danger, says our correspondent. The vaccine topic, Joe, I'd like to donate my vaccine to the civil service for their hard work during the crisis. I've got a strong immunity, so keep your vaccines for somebody who really needs it. Charity begins at home. I don't want a vaccine. I want it to go to a Manx person, says Joe. Well, let's look at that split. 90%, so 9-1 was the split last Friday on the text and the email, and it was 3-1 on the Twitter poll over the weekend. When the vaccine arrives and it is on its way, will you have the vaccine? Is it something you're looking forward to?
What's too hot in summer and too cold in winter? Your conservatory. Well, now, Phoenix Windows can convert your conservatory roof with a solid, lightweight, insulated roof to turn your conservatory into a room you can comfortably use all year round. Phoenix Windows, for free estimates, free surveys, bespoke made-to-measure windows, guaranteed work, and all-island coverage. For your free, no-obligation quotation, call 816628 or visit phoenixwindows-iom.com.
We live in very challenging times, and interest rates are at all-time lows, yet we must plan for the future. Whether you're looking to grow your money, generate more income, or protect what's really important to you, trust InvestorSure to formulate and implement a plan that works. InvestorSure distribute the products and services of award-winning St. James's Place Wealth Management, and suitability of your advice is guaranteed. Let's start your plan. InvestorSure. 615-751. Licensed by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
At LV Home Care, we can offer you or a loved one the extra support, reassurance, and companionship that's needed in order to continue living at home. With personalised visits and care packages to suit the requirements of every individual, whether daily, weekly, day, or nighttime, LV Home Care will fulfil your requirements with compassion, support, and reassurance. For more information or to discuss your requirements, call LV Home Care today on 855-382.
Making life easier. The ARC Help at Home Centre. Buy or hire independent living equipment with a free assessment from in-house healthcare professionals, or find a home help or handyman, all at ARC Help at Home Centre. Family carers receive free training. ARC also provides accredited first aid and mental health courses, plus many other courses for health and social care professionals at competitive prices. Call 205-701 or visit the ARC Help at Home Centre, Carls Lane, Tramode.
Manx Radio, the nation's Christmas station.
The only station we listen to at the North Pole.
Now we're into December, the doors will start to open on the Manx Radio Advent Calendar. The first door will swing open at some point today, so keep listening.
The Manx Radio Advent Calendar, powered by Waltons.
We've got some huge prizes to give away every single day until Christmas Eve, including hampers, restaurant vouchers, Apple products, and much more. And our daily winner will also receive a digital radio from Waltons. So stay with us to be a big festive winner here on the Nation Station.
The Manx Radio Advent Calendar. The Man in Line. Daily interaction, debate and exchange of ideas. Broadcast on Manx Radio from midday till 1, Monday to Friday.
Good afternoon, 28 minutes past midday. I'd say the Twitter poll discounts a large number of people, says Sue. I do social media, but I don't do Twitter. I think that's the case with many older people. Well, that's why we did it two ways. Twitter over the weekend and email and text on Friday. And interesting that you think that many older people don't do social media. Peter, simple. If you don't take the vaccine after it's on offer, society no longer has a duty to protect you via lockdown. You're on your own, says Peter. And John, if you can't prove you've had the vaccine, you shouldn't be able to travel to or from the Isle of Man. It's just selfishness not to protect the whole island's health. The intimation is that a kind of civic duty, really. It's your civic duty to have the vaccine. If people don't have the vaccine, give them a travel ban, says someone else. On a personal note, extremely sad, but the Manx people need to be safe. How can we say that the island is so precious to us and then put it at risk? Friday, the 11th of June next year, would have been 50 years to the day since I first set foot on the island. As a 21-year-old, and my son and granddaughter and myself have hoped to be there to celebrate something that means a lot to our family. So, ha-ha, 2022 it is. See you then, says that correspondent. Lots more people having things to say regarding that. Vaccine first for the hospital doctors, nurses and all staff, those who are going to keep us going, says that correspondent. Well, vaccine, yes. We stopped the poll on Friday, but thank you anyway for that. Obviously, the Health and Social Care Department, the Cabinet Office, also have got a plan for who's going to get the vaccine first. I think it is frontline workers will be getting the vaccine first, and it'll be rolled out, obviously, to the vulnerable category, people who have been shielding, certainly. And then elsewhere, TT will definitely come back bigger and better. And I think it's 100% the correct decision not to have TT 2021. Also, I think it's wrong for the parish walk to go ahead as well next year, unless it's only Manx taking part, says JK as well. Well, presumably, if people self-isolate, they'll be, well, depending, of course, when the rules relax next year, if and when they do relax. But we'll see. It will be the COVID-19. It'll be interesting to see the COVID-19 vaccine I think has sterilisation antigens in it. It's been ready for months, apparently, says that. Let some people who promote the vaccines take them first. Let Timwell members have mine. I'm kind. Personally, I want the vaccine as much as I want a dose of herpes. I don't trust what is happening. I don't think the virus is serious, says Andy. It's your opinion, Andy, and obviously you can carry that opinion with you. I just wonder whether anybody else shares that opinion. Ray joins us now. Good afternoon, Ray.
Well, good afternoon, Andy. It's about this vaccination, you know. I mean, I personally am all in favour of it, but it's just a bit of a query I have, like, you know, if you have the vaccination over, you know, on the island, like, and then you travel over to Britain, you know, and then come back, will you still have to isolate for 14 days?
That's a very good question. Nobody's come up with an answer to that yet. Of course, we haven't got the vaccine yet.
No.
I'm guessing it'll be depending on what's happening in the UK. But that's a really good point, which nobody thought of yet, Ray.
No, it was just a query, because, I mean, I've got, you know, people across I'd like to go and see, daughter-in-laws and whatnot. And I thought, well, I mean, I will put my name down for the vaccination. I have no qualms about that. But I just wondered, do you still, you know, have to isolate when you come back?
Good question, right? We'll put that on the list for next time a minister's in the studio.
Right.
When was the last time you saw your family in England?
Over a year ago.
Ray, just a question. How have you coped with not actually physically seeing the family?
Well, I live on my own, you see. So, you know, I'm coping, like, you know, but it's just something I wish I could do, like, you know. I'm not going to push any frontiers or anything like that. I'll abide by what's said, and you just sort of make the best of it.
How have you been staying in touch, Ray?
Mostly on the phone, like, you know, I've just been phoning them up.
Well, we wish you well, Ray, and 10 out of 10 for coming up with that question today.
Right. Okay, Andy. Well, right. Keep up the good work.
All
and
right.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, Ray. There's the question. If you have the vaccine, will you still have to self-isolate when you come back? That's one for the ministers when they come in. A question is, we need to know if people who are vaccinated can shed the virus for a time. If this is the case, medics might have to isolate for a time. This will impact patients who are waiting for their vaccinations. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this. If you're vaccinated, do you shed the virus for a time? Tony, I paid my national insurance my whole working life to use the health service, so I don't think we should be socially exiled and segregated. But I don't want the vaccine, says Tony. I just, plain and simple, I don't want the vaccine. A notice that came in just to say, interesting to see they're going to give the vaccinate vulnerable people. It'll be interesting to see how the vaccination affects vulnerable people. Well, this, of course, will be down to planning. I thought it would be better to start with fit and healthy people and filter it to the vulnerable once any effects are known. Well, presumably, they've been doing research into what the effects are at the moment, this whole COVID-19 vaccine program, which has been going hell for leather since March of this year. I hope the darts at the Villa Marina isn't going ahead in March, says James as well. Do you think the vaccine is a magic pill? I don't think COVID-19 will simply go away. The flu's still here, despite vaccines since the 1940s. I think we need to wake up. Well, I don't think anybody said COVID-19's going away. A vaccine is just a way of immunising people against the vaccine. I haven't seen my family for a year, says Craig. Christmas Day will be very hard. It's my mum's birthday. I'm not looking forward to it, to be quite honest. Good point, Craig. Obviously, family celebration time is terrific if the family are with you. If they're not there, it kind of just, you know, highlights the whole thing. All the conspiracy theorist people have been on COVID, really, since the beginning. Lots of people are saying that, you know, We get them all the time on the Man in Line. It's a smokescreen for the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. The new global digital currency will replace all currencies, apparently. Well, interesting. Bitcoin went up to a record yesterday. There are other cryptocurrencies, but Bitcoin went up to a record. Well, bearing in mind how badly some governments are organising things, I don't think any government could organise a worldwide pandemic, but I remain to be convinced, and I will be put straight. I think the world's an untrustworthy place at the moment, really. A lot of censorship is happening in the media. I wouldn't want to be vaccinated at the minute. How do you know what the long-term effects are? A lot of doctors believe hydroxychloroquine with zinc. I think President Trump did that, didn't he? He went on that zinc thing and boost your immune system with vitamins. Is there truth in this? Ted in Oncombe. Ted, really, it depends on yourself. Nobody can convince you to believe what you hear. You kind of take the facts and then, you know, make your own decision. But vaccine's been around for an awful long time. Just go back to when polio was, there was a pandemic of polio, TB, smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella. They were all around, and vaccines got rid of all those. And obviously there is an anti-vax campaign as well. Some people don't believe in them. Some people put all sorts of things on vaccines. But you have to make your own mind up. Lots of information's out there. Some's credible, some's made up. You have to kind of navigate your way through it. The vaccine topic, we need to have the issues cleared up first. Have the vaccines been tested on children and pregnant women? Why does Big Pharma remain free from liabilities and prosecution? Has it been time-trialled? Well, this comes down to what you believe. And it's interesting that we're at the time in media when lots of the whole media spectrum, the media toolbox, the kit, if you were, has been disrupted by the internet. 20 years ago, we wouldn't have had this. And I've been part of many conversations lately that have talked about what would have happened. And again, if you look back to the last big worldwide health scare, it was AIDS. Can you imagine what the AIDS pandemic would have been like if there'd been social media, whether people, what people would have believed? So this is the first health crisis we've had with social media. And you have to believe what you believe. You have to take your sources of information, come to a conclusion and move on from them. But the internet, social media, well, it's up to you what you believe. How could this new COVID-19 vaccine be a new form of social cleansing and maybe cut the world's population down by 1 billion people? That's Kay. Kay thinks that's what's going to happen, is it? Will that happen? Will it cut the world's population? Well, David said, why didn't you mention thalidomide? Well, I think, David, thalidomide wasn't a vaccine. It was a medicine. In fact, it's still a medicine. Thalidomide is still around. But David, do pop on the phone if you want to have a chat. Call 66 13 68. Where are we with the vaccines? Well, there are three at the moment. Pfizer, Moderna are involved as well. And AstraZeneca as well. Oxford University are in there as well. What are we going to get on the Isle of Man? Well, we'll see. Gwen said, a note in from Gwen, when is Loganair starting? It's starting today. Loganair commences daily services between the Isle of Man and London Heathrow from today, December the 1st. Tickets are on sale and the route's going to be operated by, I think it's an Embraer 145. It's about 50-seater, I think it is, as well. Saturday flights are going to be introduced to London Heathrow from the 19th of December. Nothing on December 25th and 26th and on New Year's Day as well. But it goes on until next year. So the flights to Heathrow start today. And also, a big news story as well. The Isle of Man steam packet has revealed the name of the new vessel. The new Isle of Man steam packet company vessel Following months of deliberation by the company, which in October announced the shortlist of four potential names, the four names, the shortlist was Manxman, Mona's Isle, Manx Maid and King Ori, all traditional steam packet company vessels' name. You had the opportunity to voice your preference for the name of the new purpose-built ferry, which replaces the Ben McCree, comes into service in 2023. 7,500 people took the opportunity to suggest their favourite of the shortlisted names. Out of these, there were two that emerged as the popular choice by a considerable margin, and they were Manxman and King Ori. The two favourites were then considered further, and the new name has been chosen. The steam packet's new ferry in 2023 will be Manxman. The new steam packet company vessel, the new ferry from 2023, will be the Manxman. You will be catching the Manxman. The Manxman will be coming into port. The Manxman will be doing Douglas to Heesham. The new steam packet, our new steam packet vessel, we own the darn thing, Manxman.
How much income will you need in retirement? £10,000 per year? £25,000? £50,000? At Moore Stephens Financial Services, we'll create a personalised lifetime retirement matrix to project whether your plans are in line with reality or just a pipe dream. If they are just pipe dreams, we can show you how to get them back on track. Moore Stephens Financial Services. Here today, planning for tomorrow. Moore Stephens Financial Services Limited is licensed by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Join us for festive lunch and dinner throughout December. Perfect for the family, the work do, the catch up with friends and the weekend getaway. See menus and book at manninhotel.in.
Christmas at the Manin Hotel.
Get more this Christmas at Shure. Get all your home tech wrapped up this Christmas, like the latest MacBook Air from only £44 per month. Or how about a Nintendo Switch from as little as £13.50 per month? And we can deliver to your door, just like Santa. Find out more in-store, visit Shure.com or call our sales hotline on 692230. Offer available while stocks last.
Get more from Shure.
Construction waste today.
Tells recycle for another day.
A builder's skip or two.
Tells skips will bring to you.
Need quality type 1 stone for your building or contracting job? Then contact Tells with no minimum order for collection or delivery. Call 677-137. Visit Tells Limited in Snugborough or find Tells Limited on Facebook.
Skips are what they do.
We're the guys that hire one to you.
Call Tells Skips today.
677-137.
Now we're into December, the doors will start to open on the Manx Radio Advent Calendar. The first door will swing open at some point today, so keep listening.
The Manx Radio Advent Calendar, powered by Waltons.
We've got some huge prizes to give away every single day until Christmas Eve, including hampers, restaurant vouchers, Apple products and much more. And our daily winner will also receive a digital radio from Waltons. So stay with us to be a big festive winner here on The Nation Station.
The Manx Radio Advent Calendar.
The Nation Station. Manx Radio.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon. It's 12:45. So many pessimists, says this correspondent. Andy, I'm just grateful we might have some hope of controlling COVID. These people need to get a grip. We were vaccinated throughout school. Right throughout school for smallpox, and people just got on with it, says Sue. Well, new generation, new people, new information, new way of looking at it. It's going to be a mass vaccination program, and there hasn't been one of those for generations, really. You need to start listening to proper scientists, the scientists who are being silenced. Research yourself. And as Chris dropped me a note to say, as the great American president Thomas Jefferson once said, never believe anything you read on the internet. Love that, Chris. A note in that just says, oh, Manxman, fantastic. From one Manxman to another, I think that's brilliant. Manxman, not very PC. It's not gender neutral specific, is it? Couldn't we call it Manx person? I don't think so. It's been decided. Manxman, it's a traditional Isle of Man steam packet name. Count me in, says Gary in Ramsey. Regarding the vaccine, I'll roll up my sleeve today if I could. I believe the Army is going to be involved in the UK. Well, the Army is doing a lot in the UK in testing, isn't it? Should civil defence get it done here? We could just pin down these anti-vaxxers and inject them whether they like it or not. They'll thank us for it in the future. We think they deserve their fate, says Gary. Ewan, good afternoon.
Hey, Andy, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's a good point you made earlier on about the first major incident we've had with the technology as it is with Facebook and social media sites. But I do think, I'm not an anti-vaxxer at all. God knows I have quite a few vaccines, but there seems to be a lot of distress in the whole of the world about this. And as you know, as a reporter, you'll see the massive amount of people that are out on the streets demonstrating against this, huge amounts, nothing like there's ever been before. And I think it's a case watching what's gone on since March. I was caught up in a lot of stuff getting back to the island and watching how people's freedoms have been taken away over the last 6 or 8 months.
Why do you think? Because vaccination has been... anybody who travels to an exotic part of the world prior to this had to have jabs for all sorts of things.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But there seems to be something about this one. And I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the British Medical Journal and other sorts. I mean, they've just issued something now on November the 26th. Pfizer and Moderna's 95% effective vaccines. Let's be cautious and see, and first see the full data. So there's a lot of talk there, not just conspiracy theories, which again was another word that was invented after the Kennedy assassination. But there seems to be a lot of people who they think their rights and their human rights and freedoms are getting caught up in this. And when you look at the actual hard facts, not the BBC and ITV and all this other stuff, which is it's globalist run, but when you actually go into the facts of this and you look at the death rates and mortality rates right the way from the start of this, it's never been big. And you look at now the amount of flu and pneumonia figures that have gone down drastically. Never, ever been in hundreds of years it has been this low. So is that getting just renamed now? Is that getting renamed to COVID? I don't know. There seems to be an awful lot of questions I think people should ask before, you know, taking the vaccine straight away. And I, you know, people are queuing up for it. But personally, and I'm a big traveller. I travel the world, as you know. But I have my doubts about it. This particular one, I have my doubts about it.
Are you a jabber or a non-jabber then this time?
Like I said last time, I said before, Andy, I've had vaccinations, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer by no means whatsoever. But I'm very, very cautious about this, looking into and reading stuff and reading proper stuff and these... You know, Klaus Schwan and the World Economic Forum, the stuff that's going on, that's actually out there, and these people are actually speaking about the stuff that they want to do with the world in the next 10 years. And that's a fact. These people are out there speaking about it. If you go onto alternative media sites, it's there to be seen. So, you know, people should, like, you know, have an open mind and look at this without fear, because I think a lot of people are looking at the whole situation with fear in their eyes. And that puts a different perspective on everything that you look at when you look at it with fear, or you look at it for the sake of your grandkids. But I think people should, you know, I'm not saying about, you know, it's everyone's own choice. But again, it should be your choice. You shouldn't be forced to have anything. You're a free person. You shouldn't be forced to have anything if you don't want to. I mean, if people want to get ill, that's up to them. But I think that you should have the freedom to do what you want.
Okay, thanks, Ewan.
Thanks, Andy.
Good to talk to you, as always, is Howard. Good afternoon, Howard.
Afternoon, Andy. Just listened to when you announced the name of the new vessel for the packet. Well, I don't suppose that is too much of a coincidence. It's it's probably well thought out by the packet. But the Manxman, the first Manxman, that was in 1904. She was owned by the Midland Railway Company. And, again, coincidental, she was based in Heysham and sailing Heysham Douglas in competition with the steam packet. And I've got a print of it here. It was bought for me for my 50th birthday a long while ago. And I was just looking at it, and as soon as you mentioned Manxman, I thought that is a damn good choice, because it gives immediately the Manx connotation. Plus, it was what, if she'd have been ready in 2024, that would have been 120 years since the first one. Because she was 1904, but she was built in Barrow, the original one. And she sailed from Heysham to Douglas with their sister ships, who sailed various ports around the Irish Sea. And the steam packet bought her.
So you think it's a good choice, Howard?
Out of the four, well, I didn't plump for that one, but yes, I would say it's a good choice.
Well, historic as well. And you say built in Barrow, so that, I think that would that be Vickers?
Yes, probably was.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember, but she was built in Barrow, and then she went to, during the First World War, she was HMS Manxman. And she was sailing out in Malta and various parts of the, what do you call it, the English Channel and various places. Mm. She was sailing for quite a while. And she was, so she was with Midland Railway livery, which was a red funnel with the white encirclement. But then she was bought, as I say, by the steam packet company, who bought various ships from various ports, and just to build their own fleet up. And this was just one of them. So it's a good choice at the end of the day. And the Manxman, I drove to Castletown yesterday, and a little as you say, nostalgia. As you drive past the airport and go down past the military museum, there's one of the old ATPs sitting at the back of the military museum now in Manx Airlines.
Yes, colour. Yes, yeah.
And the name on it, G. Maud, the registration of it. Now, if my memory serves me right, people may wonder why it doesn't have a Manx connection. It does. Maud is the lady that used to work in the office for many, many years for Manx Airlines. And they gave that registration in recognition of her time served within the company.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's so great, Howard.
Anybody that sees that now, they'll probably see that and they think, I remember Maud. I can't remember whether she was in accounts, but she was certainly in the main building and had a serious connection with Manx Airlines. So that's why the name is on it. But it's good to see that. And when you drive past and you see that aircraft sitting there with the three legs on the tail, yes, that's the Isle of Man. And
okay.
that's what this ship is going to do.
Great. Manxman. Thanks very much, Howard. Good to talk to you. The new steam packet vessel is going to be the Manxman. And Peter's with us. Good afternoon, Peter.
Oh, good afternoon. It's Peter Murcott here. Two things. First of all, these polls that you have, which use the internet, you're disenfranchising an awful lot of people who aren't on the internet, and that sits very curiously with the inclusive society.
Go on.
Well, I'm just making that point that you're not really getting an accurate view of what the Manx public thinks.
Peter, when I say that it's a straw poll, it's completely unrepresentative, and it's a straw poll. It's just a poll that's taken at the time with the available mechanism. That's the way that it is. There's no really other way of doing an instant poll apart from that.
Well, you could have people to telephone in saying yes or no. I mean, they do that on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
That's the first point. Second point, persons who are saying, well, this suggestion about people being vaccinated, whether they want to or not, I think they need to know a little bit of history. 100 years ago, the suffragettes were forced fed, and that was totally against their will, and it is now regarded as completely unacceptable, quite rightly. we need to reflect on that, on the integrity of people and people's autonomy of being able to decide. And I don't want us to go back to those sort of totalitarian days. Okay. We are in danger of doing so.
Okay. Peter, you've got about 10 seconds. Anything else quickly to say?
No, that's it.
All right. Appreciate your point. Thank you for calling today. That's it for The Man in Line. Thank you for your contribution. And we'll get back tomorrow live at 12 midday. Thanks to producer Barry Redfern and Andy Wint. Back tomorrow at midday on The Man in Line. Have a great Tuesday.